I'd like to share with you out of the Gospel according to St. Luke, out of the second chapter. And as I read these verses, it's a very familiar passage, but I think it is so befitting on this fifth Sunday when we celebrate our young people that they will be able to see just how important they are at an early age that God is able to use them. The second chapter of St. Luke, beginning at verse 39. I'm going to begin at 41. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. When they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dwelt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sovereign. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wish ye not that I must be about my father's business? And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wish ye not that I must be about my father's business? Supporting scripture coming from 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, verse 11. The Bible reads, And that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work your own hands, as he commanded you. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wish ye not that I must be about my father's business? The base of those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning. It's time to handle your business. It's time to handle your business. We ought to be excited this morning. We ought to be full of joy. Our hearts ought to be full this morning. Just knowing that God is such a wonderful God, and he's a God, not only a God for the adults, but he's a God for our children. And it is our God that watches over them and keeps them safe. And it's our God that gives them the joy that they have in their hearts. It's our God that allows them to have a smile on their face sometimes, even when they're going through. A lot of us don't understand sometimes that our young people sometimes have to put on a face because they're going through some things that they cannot share with anybody. So we got to be close enough and be affectionate enough and love our children enough to where they'll be comfortable with us. Not afraid of us, but are comfortable with us, so that when there are things that they must share, they will allow themselves to open up. And so we are thankful to God for allowing us to sort of interact with them and to not only be their leaders, but to be their friends and to let them know. You know, sometimes we hear so many times that a parent makes a mistake in trying to be a friend. You need to be a friend, but you just have to put things in the right perspective. You know, you parent first and then friend, not friend first and then parent. So we just got to get it in order and know that when you are being that parent, even though you may have to exercise a little tough love sometimes, that tough love is for the good of the child. No, we didn't understand that when my mama said go out there and get a switch and she meant come back with something I can use, she meant go get me something that I can work out on you. She didn't want to come back with something that she just going to look at. I had that kind that I said, well, I'll just go get my own. But you don't want them to go get their own. And if they send you to get one, you best just get one that's going to do the job. Because you get a small one, you got to go back and get another one. And they have a tendency to sort of plait them up and twist them up together. You know how you old folk was. You didn't care nothing about whips. You didn't care nothing about beating your children. And you children got a lot to be thankful for. Most of them trees been cut down. I hadn't seen a switch tree in a long time. I used to hate to look at a switch tree. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Time out. You get time out. After time in, you get time out. How many of you old folk in here done cried yourself to sleep after that beat down? Didn't take much to get an afternoon nap. It could be a storm. You got to be quiet. You got to be still. Everything going also. All you got to do is just go to sleep. When you wake up, you can say the storm done passed over. Don't never forget where you come from. As much as we complain, as much as we thought that they was not doing us right, they did a good job with us. They taught us principles. They taught us how to respect one another. They taught us how to love one another. And so we have the responsibility to pass this along to our generations. You are not exempt. You are not, you cannot escape your responsibilities just because you say that I done did mine. We need to go back to that time where we can say that it takes a village to raise a child, and we are part of that village. So don't just look at your child, but look at all children as your child. And that's how a lot of us have gotten as far as we have, because it wasn't just our parents or our people in our family, but people all in the neighborhood kept us in check. Miss Mary down the road or Miss Susie would let you know, you better not be acting like that, boy. Call your mama. And it wasn't going to be no debate with the mamas as to who telling the lie. You're going to get the whooping regardless. See, now we want to get wind in our jaws and go and try to justify and make our child right. Sometimes your child is wrong. Stop running up to the schoolhouse making a fool out of yourself. That child lacked up and got too much mouth at home. I guarantee you he or she got too much mouth when they get to the schoolhouse. Something about these churches, they bring it all out of me. So much love. You don't understand the joy that not only myself, but we get when you stand up before us and read and sing and dance and recite poems or just doing the right thing. And even sometimes when you find yourself doing the wrong thing, it's our job to let you know that it was a mistake and I love you and you can get back. You can refrain from that. You can do better than that. That was just one mistake. Don't give up on these babies. I'm thankful for what God just put in me, because we got to understand that it's an important matter. And so we're thankful that God has blessed us and allowed us to be in this house of worship to magnify the name of the Lord and to just to hear a word from the Lord. And we want to let you know and encourage you this morning that it's time for us to take on the responsibilities and understand that it's time to pull it off of the back burner. So many things we have on the back burner, and it's just sitting there simmering, and it's going to burn if you don't do something. So it is time to handle your business. You got to let it go and let God help you to cope with whatever consequences that may come. There's so many times that we have actions and we do things, but we got to understand that things need to be done in the right spirit. We got to learn how to think before we speak. We can't say everything that comes to mind. A lot of us like to boast about the fact that if it comes up, it comes out. But that is nothing to boast about. You got to learn some self-control. You got to learn how to realize and sort of know that there are some things that don't need to come out of your mouth. That there are some things that you even think about that you ought to pray to God. Lord, I'm sorry I even thought about that. Because we understand that we serve a God that not only hears what we say, but he knows what's going on in our mind. God knows what you're thinking right now.
So we need to gather control of our emotions. We need to make sure that our coming this morning is not in vain. Whatever you come to receive, you ought to get it this morning. But in order to receive anything, you can't come in God's house, or you can't go to God at your house wavering and in doubt. You got to trust God. You got to believe that God will be right there. You got to believe that no matter what the naysayers say, when God said that it's so, it is so. You got to understand that whatever God has for you, it is for you. Now, this is another day that the Lord God has made. And David said on one occasion, I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. I'm glad to be in his service one more time. I'm glad to have joy down in the depths of my heart. As I look around in this place this morning, and I see all kinds of people from all walks of life, and we got to understand that God gives every one of us a purpose, and we've been destined to do something by God. Every one of us have some gifts, and all of the gifts that we have come from the self-same Spirit. And we got to understand that the gifts that we have need to be operated out of love, a true unconditional love that we need to share one for another. It's one thing to say it with your mouth, but you need to mean it from your heart. It's so easy for us to say that we got to love everybody, but how can you say that you love everybody when you don't even speak to some folk? We try to justify our ticket in the glory, but you got to live down here before you get there. And in order to get there, you got to go by Jesus. So in order to get by him, he knows everything that we've done, everything that we've said, everything that we've thought about. So we got to understand that we serve a God that loves us so much, loves us so much that he allowed his son to die a shameful death. We have to understand that he laid down his life for each and every one of us. And it is his desire this morning that we teach and train our children and share with them the good news. That God loves them despite who they are. God loves them no matter what kind of house you live in or what side of the tracks you live on. God loves you despite what you got on your back. A lot of us get caught up into materialistic things, but we got to learn how to just trust God. God is a God that supplies our every need. There are a lot of things that we say that we don't have, but do we need it? So if you don't need it, don't worry about it. If you need it, talk to God about it. If you talk to God about it and you believe, then God will see you through. How many of us in here believe that God will come to your rescue? How many of you know that God will do what needs to be done in his own time? Can't nobody do us like Jesus. God is the best thing that ever happened to us. And so we got to trust God with everything that we got. A lot of times we like to say it's all about me and I got my own agenda. But I want to let you know that God has a purpose and a plan for all of our lives. So many times in life we find ourselves saying this, that, or the other. But we got to trust God with everything that we got. Now, the Bible tells us to everything, there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Time to be born and a time to die. Time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. Time to break down and a time to build up. So what the Bible is telling us through King Solomon is that there is a time and a purpose for all things. God has patterned our lives in his own time. And it has established all of our labors that there are things that some things we can do something about. And then there's some things that we can't do anything about. But we got to understand that it's time for us to stop spinning our wheels, getting nowhere. Anybody ever found themselves just in one spot? You found yourself talking about, I'm in a rut and I can't get out of this rut. Well, in order to get out of that rut, you got to pray a little bit harder. You got to trust a little bit stronger. You got to move a little bit faster. You got to get up off of your pew of do nothing and know that God will bless you if you want to be blessed. See, a lot of times you don't have blessing because you don't want to be blessed. A lot of you don't feel what you want to feel because you are scared of the Spirit of God. But the Bible that I read said, quench not the Spirit of a mighty God. There come a time that you got to learn how to handle your business. And understand this. I thought this morning, it's time to handle your business. Note, first of all, that I said, your business. Not mine, not the Vorders, not the Joneses, not the Pittmans, not the Bobos, not the Medleys, not anybody that you know of. It's time for you to get your mouth out of other folks' business. Stop meddling around with things that are not your business and give more time to your own welfare. See, so many of us are caught up in what they're doing that we miss out on what we need to be doing. Whole lot of us don't have our house in order, and you can't get your house in order because you're worried about what's going on at the Joneses. Well, now, if you just take a little time out to work out your situation, then God will help you in something else. But you got to stop worrying about what everybody else is doing and learn how to work out your own soul salvation. Now, the Bible says here that for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God who have also given us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you. For ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. Now, as Paul writes this to the Thessalonians, he is saying that we have already been taught by God to love one another. And indeed, you do it toward all the brethren which are in Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more. So what Paul is saying, it's time for us to learn how to love one another from within our hearts. It's time for us to strive eagerly to be quiet and to learn how to mind our own affairs. Now, we might think that somebody's trying to be smart if they say the Bible says you ought to be quiet and mind your own business. First thing, if they're not a Bible reader, then they'll think that you're just coming off the top of your head. But I'm giving you something to work with this morning. You tell them that Paul said in 2 Thessalonians in the 4th chapter, verse 11, and that ye study to be quiet. So that means you got to work on holding your tongue. You got to work on holding your mouth. Anybody in here know that James said that little thing in your mouth is the worst thing in the world? It cannot be tamed. That it's full of poison. You know, there's a whole lot of hurt that comes from what comes out your mouth. So you got to be careful what you say. He said, and be steady to be quiet. And then he said, and to do your own business. Okay. So now, after you do your own business, he says, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. A lot of times you worry about so many things, and all you got to do is learn how to trust God. You got to learn that God is a mighty good God. And if you say you got faith in God, you got to believe in God. You got to know that every one of us in here this morning got to know that God is right there by our side. But I want to let you know this morning that Jesus wants us to realize that at an early age, he found out that I must be about my Father's business. At an early age, he realized that I got to handle my business. While he was yet still a child, his purpose became evident to him. See, a lot of times we're waiting on somebody else to tell us what we ought to do. We better do what God has put in us to do. We better learn how to listen to that small, still voice. And I just want to let you know this morning about that child by the name of Jesus. Tell me that his parents was on their way to Jerusalem. And they were on their way to go to the Passover. That Jesus was just 12 years old at the time. And when they looked around, they thought that Jesus was in the midst of them. But the Bible declared that as they went a whole day's journey, they looked around and didn't see Jesus nowhere in the midst. I want to let somebody know this morning that you better learn how to keep an eye on your child. Anybody know that a child will be right there one minute and you turn your head and the child is mixed up in the crowd? Have you ever been in a crowd of a whole lot of folks and you're trying to keep up with your child, but all of a sudden the child gets loose from your hand and you look around and you cannot find that child? But what you think about all day long, I've been looking for my child and I can't not find him. Where the Bible say it was 3 long days before they found our Savior. When they found him, he was sitting there with the doctors and the important folk, sitting there right down in the temple. He was asking them questions and he was making comments. He already understood what it was about the word of the Lord. And I just want to let somebody know this morning that there is a man by the name of Jesus. Jesus was sitting there in the midst of them. He heard everything that they had to say. Everybody that heard the word that came out of his mouth. The Bible said that they were amazed. In other words, they were astonished that how can a child this small talk with so much intellect? So many times we look at our children and we say they've been here before because they are doing things that we think that they all not know how to do. But how many of you know that God gives us some built-in instinct? We know how to all to call on the name of the Lord. We know how to help ourselves when things are going around. We know how to, when we began to cough, how to get it up. God blesses our young people this morning, and we better trust the power of a mighty God. You better keep your eyes on your children. Don't you know the Bible declared that Mary and Joseph, when they couldn't find their child for 3 long days, when they found them there, they were more puzzled in their mind. They began to ask him, where and why haven't you been with us? But the Lord God spoke up and said, why are you asking me what have I been doing? Wish you not know that I must be about my Father's business. I'm not being disrespectful, but I gotta tell you like it is. I got some work that I got to do. I got some business that been laid in my hand, and can't nobody do my job. I gotta do what the Lord sent me here to do. So mama and daddy, don't get mad at me, but I had to hang around for a little while. I had to hear what thus said the Lord our God, and I heard my Father tell me that it's time to go and sit in the temple. Don't you know when you was a Jewish boy at 12 years of age, you become responsible. You become able to go into the Jewish community, go into the house of God, and you had to take on the responsibility of doing the right thing. Well, I want to know how many 12 year olds and up are doing the right thing. How many are trusting the power of God? How many of you are handling your business? Or are you still worried about somebody else's business? I somebody to tell somebody that everybody got some business to do. I'm handling my business right now. You might not like what's coming out of my mouth, but I'm handling my business because God gave me a job to do. God said, go down to Fowl Chapel Baptist Church, and on this youth fifth Sunday morning, let the people of God know that it's time to handle your business. Stop putting it off on somebody else. Stop making a whole lot of unnecessary excuses. We always got a reason why we cannot do. But I want to know, is there any volunteer in the house of the mighty God? Is there anybody here that want to tell God, here I am, Lord, send me. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll be what you want me to be. I'm going to handle my business. I thank God. If you don't want to get with me, that's all right. Because I found out through the young folks, you do you and I'll do me. And I hope that my God will do all that I need him to do. Have you ever found out that the Lord God knows everything about us? Doesn't matter how young you are. Don't you wonder sometimes how it is that mama already know that I done messed up in school? Mama already know that I said the wrong thing in the street. If mama got her eyes on me, if mama got somebody watching me, if mama got somebody talking about me, well, I want to let you know that God give mama some inside track to know that what my child is going through. Oh, every mama in the house, every now and again, you feel something down on the inside and something say something just ain't right. I'm going to call on my child. And if I cannot find my child, I'm going to call on the name of the Lord. And when I call on the name of the Lord, I know that prayer will change things. And when prayer changes things, I know that everything is going to be all right. So I just stopped by this morning to let somebody know that I serve a mighty God. And God said, it's time to handle your business. You better stop waiting on somebody else. You better go to God in prayer. You better go to God running. Come boldly before the throne of God. Say, Lord, here I am. Oh, Lord, here I am. Oh, Lord, here I am. Oh, Lord, here I am. I'm a wretch undone. I've been doing all I know how to do. But every now and again, I stumble and I fall. But I learn how to get back up. And when I get back up, standing on my feet, looking up to the hill, knowing that that's where my help comes from, I got my feet planted by the rivers of the water. And can't nobody do me like Jesus. I'm handling my business. Cause God called me a long time ago. And he said it's not about you, but you are the servant of the Most High God. I chose you for a job and a work that you got to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's time. It's time. It's time to handle your business. Question is, what is my business? My business is to do what God said do. Your business is to do what God said do. His business is to do what God said do. The Bible said, hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Do you fear him? Do you trust him? Do you know exactly who he is? Jesus says that it's time for you to handle your business. Now, look at Jesus. 12-year-old little boy sitting in the midst of that temple, hearing with understanding, speaking with knowledge, speaking in a way that all those that heard the words that come from his mouth were amazed. Oh my God, what kind of child is this that he speaks so eloquently? He speaks with power. He speaks, and I hear. Woo! Woo! He speaks. Oh, God. When God speaks, hear what thus says the Lord. When God speaks, yeah. Listen. Yeah. Oh, yes, Lord. Jesus. 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 God is speaking to some sweet soul right now. God is saying it's time to handle your business. Put the devil under your feet. Know that he's God. And there's nothing. There is nothing. There is nothing that he cannot do. Speak, God. Speak, God. It's time to handle your business.